It's time to turn off the lights and turn on the dark. This is Chilling Tales for Dark Nights. Good evening, listener. I'm Steve Taylor, your host to a horror anthology podcast where we ask you to depart from your safe perception of reality to descend with us into the frightening depths and dark corners of twisted imaginations. With carefully curated original tales of terror each week, our deepest-rooted fears are brought to the forefront by a diverse cast of voice talent and masterfully eerie sound design that bring these stories to life. We'll give you tales of unnerving encounters with the occult, harrowing hauntings, and sinister seances that show just how darkness knows no bounds. If you're like us here at Chilling Tales and enjoy feeling your stomach filling with dread as dastardly demons dance in your head, make sure to check out Chilling Tales for Dark Nights on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts to subscribe now to always be the first to enjoy the horror show.
What up, though? You are now watching Dead End Sports, where sports opinions collide. Yes, it's your boy, BZ430. I like the fact that we're going to have these, like, I'm sorry, DES365. This is going to be every day you're going to get a video from one of us. I'm pretty sure Ken mentioned this before. It's going to be either from Ken, myself, Shelton, Nick, Fifo. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about doing these DES 365 for you guys. We're going to bring you sports every single day. Just a quick video. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to be like a 3-5 minute video for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You know how I got to do. I feel like this is a great way for me to still be, you know, a part of Dead End Sports because, you know, with Dead End Gaming kind of taking over my Tuesday nights now, it's kind of taking me away from Dead End Sports. So I'm glad that we come up with this concept. I can still feel like I'm involved. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all been asking about me, where's BZ? Where I'm going to be on these videos a lot. And I'm also going to be doing videos where I'm talking about, you know, I'm going to be giving my live reactions. Well, not really live reactions, but like quick reactions after a fight. Like if it's big, some big title fights going on, I'm going to definitely come on here and record it real quick and give my thoughts on what I think about the fight and all that other good stuff. But with that being said, this video, I'm just going to quickly talk about the All-Star Game, NBA All-Star Game. It's approaching fast. February 20th this year, you know, the 71st annual event of the NBA All-Star weekend. And I just want to touch on, like, I feel like people that they have on these for voting, why is Klay Thompson on here? Why? Like, I feel like you haven't played a certain amount of games because usually when we get to the All-Star voting, we're about 30-35 games into the season, right? Why is Klay Thompson, his name shouldn't even be in the ballot for you to vote. I feel like, and I know they've kind of scaled back on how much control the fan voting affects the starting lineup for the All-Star game. I mean, and I know, I get it. It's fun. You want to get the fans involved. The fans is what move the sports, whether it's NFL, all that stuff. So I get it. But come on, man. Like, I got the list up here. Hold on. I got the list. It was some names up here. Why is Klay up here? Klay should not be up on here, man. Like, at all. It was another name. I thought it was another name on here I saw where, like, I was like, why is he up in here? But I know. I understand. People vote. They vote. Klay's name shouldn't be on the ballot. Real quick, I'm going to give you all my star lineup because I usually go in there and vote every year. I go and vote every year. I only vote once. You can vote many times you want. But I usually vote every year. So for the East, I have I got both the Chicago guards. I got Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. They've been balling. They've been balling. At my forwards, I got Giannis and I have Kevin Durant. And then at center, I have Joel Embiid. That's my East. For the West, I have Ja Morant and Steph Curry at my guards. I got LeBron James and Paul George at my forwards. And then at center, I got Joker. So And, you know, with All-Star, I look at it, I don't, that's the time I really don't factor in winning whenever I vote a player into the, it's strictly, I strictly, that's the only time I strictly kind of go on stats. Like, stats and how many games you played. If you're about thirty to thirty-five games in, you have to at least play about 24-25. I may give you a 10-11 game max of you missing. After that, if you got 19-17, I don't care who you is. Like, I feel like you got to play the season, but you know, and you got to be consistent at a good at this point of the season to prove that you're an All-Star. So yeah, I really base that off the All-Star. But yeah, All-Star, I know the game. Forward to the festivities more so than the actual game. I know back in the day when I was growing up, the All-Star games they meant a little more. Players took it a little bit more serious. I ain't even said a little bit more serious. They took it seriously. Like they really was like, no, the East has the best players, or the West, like, no, the West got the best players. Like, players really took pride and showed, because you had the best players on the league playing against each other. So players took that a lot seriously back in my day. And I don't mean to sound like an old geezer, but it's true. I mean, and they still have fun at the same time. But, yeah, recently, you know, I'm glad they had these little recent incentives of All-Star games that they've been adding in. But, you know, I look forward more to the weekend than just the actual game. The game don't really excite me like that because, you know, it's like no defense being played. They doing stuff that you know they damn sure not going to do in the real game. You know, you don't get really no defense playing until the fourth quarter, depending on what's the score. If it's like a big blowout, they're still just going to be lollygagging. But other than that, you know, basketball is my sport. Y'all know I love NBA. So, I mean, I'm still looking forward to the festivities. But NBA, do something about this fan voting thing. Like, these names, if you play a certain amount of games, you should not be on there. Point blank period. That's just my thing. That's my opinion. Okay, I'm sorry. That's my opinion. But, yeah, let me know what y'all think in the comment section. Y'all think, are y'all cool with the fans, like, you know, being involved a lot more or a lot less? Are you cool with, should names shouldn't even be in the ballots if you haven't played a certain amount of games? Like, I feel like that's really a thing in my opinion. So let me know what y'all think in the comment section. You know, I don't know who you're going to see tomorrow. You might see me again tomorrow. You might see Ken. You might see people. I don't know. But this is Dead End Sports 365. I hope you guys enjoy this content. This was fun. These are always going to be fun doing these quick videos. So I will see y'all next time. Peace.